What's up, everybody? This is Juan with Matzah Tacos. We've got Alan.
Hello.
Jeff.
Hi.
And Joey.
Hello.
Not the same one from New Kids on the Block. So today's fun slap me in the face time, we're going to be checking out a new beer today, just like always. The first beer up, we will have Alan do the introductions again, as he did the other evening last week. Alan, what is it that we have today?
So today we have Green Cheek Beer Company. It's a beer called Swim Test. It's a hazy triple IPA, and there's lots of Citra hops and a little bit of Nelson in there.
Cool.
So, yeah, let's...
Hopefully Nelson tastes good. Last time I had a Nelson, he spanked me, so...
Wow.
Just kidding.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Right. What was that word you used? Citra hops?
Citra, yeah.
So what is that exactly?
So that's a new word for me.
So Citra hops, it's kind of like... brings out the citrus.
I mean, is that like an actual plant they grow, or is that something you call the combination?
There's so many different types of hops that they have names for each of it. So there's Citra hops, there's Nelson hops, there's just tons of different
smells
hops.
Amazing.
Right away, it smells kind of like weed.
Really?
Doesn't it to you?
No.
IPAs generally have that kind of weed scent.
A little foam in the nose.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
he got the foam. We toasting?
Yeah, a little clink. Last time I didn't say the word clink. I said another one. I'm not going to say it again.
Oh, yeah. No.
And only Jeff got
the correct terminology.
All right, let's have a sipper on this. Oh, man. Jeff? Because I think last time you had the opinion on it.
Yeah, because like I said last time, I generally don't like IPAs. Mm-hmm. This one again is
pretty much
of,
all we're gonna have is
right.
IPA.
So I'm fucked.
Yeah, you're,
you better like it.
But no, I was gonna say it does have that kind of sweet taste to it, probably because of the Citra hops, I guess.
I get tasted
Citra,
but yeah, the IPAs that I'm used to having are just all bitter. But these ones with a little flavor, a little sweetness, mm-hmm. I can deal with it. It's actually not too bad.
Well, I'm glad you can deal with it because
how many balls do you give it?
Yeah, how many balls?
This one's on par with last week. It's a 4 because it is an IPA and, you know, I can deal with it. I give it a 4. I don't think I ever give an IPA a 5 just because that's who I am.
Well, because you don't fucking like IPAs.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know,
so
I'm trying 4 to
is
be,
a solid rating, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to be, you know, open-minded and based on
fantastic. If
what
you're
it should
being,
be.
You're being completely open-minded and giving it a 4.
I give it a 4.
Cool.
4 balls.
I'd have to give it a 4.5.
Yeah.
Last week's, I'd have to drop that rating down to a 3.
Whoa. To compensate for the how good this one is.
Yeah. This is so good it fucked up last week's one.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty bad. What's up, Joey? What do you think?
Between 3.75 and 4. It's like a 7/8ers.
Yeah.
Feel. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling
this one, I think I have to do the same thing Alan did. I got to drop my last score from like a 4 to 3 because this one's...
It's good.
This one's hitting the tip.
Yeah.
This one tastes kind of... There's like a honey
just
aftertaste.
Just the tips.
Like a sweetness the cleft palate.
I like, I like last week's a little, I'd say maybe a little bit better because I do like more bitter flavors. Like grapefruit. Ironically, even though I don't like IPAs, I like grapefruit, that kind of flavor. So the sweetness is.
Sometimes you get that peel taste, that fruit peel, like an orange zest.
Yeah. I like that.
It's really good.
That sounds like.
I like to cook with
extremely
that.
Extremely delicious.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm playing like with the devil right now. I've got a water bottle on the right, open beer can, glass.
Here's what the can looks like by the way.
Anchovies. Yeah. Show off the can because I think this is the new way of the we have the beer cam can. Cam can?
Beer can cam.
Cam cam.
Cam, cam. Yeah.
And why don't we describe it? You know, because not everybody's going to be watching.
Yeah, we have to say like the actual logo or the design is pretty sweet.
What is that, a frog? Or
no,
is
it's
a fish?
Bird.
It's a bird.
Oh, shit, I see it now. It looks
got
like,
a beak.
It looks like a fish coming straight up eating something. I'm like, what is, or he has a giant fang, right?
I could see that.
Yes.
It looks like a sailboat when you look at it this way.
It kind of looks like a boat. Like its feathers a boat, and then maybe that's what you saw.
But so it's like a drowning parrot because he's got one wing coming up like, help me.
It's a wave mark. See, he's waving. If you look at the squiggles on the
wing. Oh, yeah. Or he's flailing around in panic.
Yeah, he's drowning.
Yeah, he's testing his swim skills. That's what the name is.
Swim test.
I suppose. Yeah.
So the flippers are moving. Got it.
But this brewery is
like suicide bird. Because
the brewery's been open for a little over a year. I think about close to a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And the owner, He used to be the head brewer at Noble Ale Works in Anaheim, and then he opened up Green Cheek with a good buddy of his, and they've been putting out phenomenal beer.
Sweet.
Yeah, seems pretty good.
Tastes amazing. The crazy thing is how unique each of the beers are that you get, and it's like, where the hell have these beers been my whole life? Obviously, this one just opened up, but like, they're not the first, you know, brewery serving this type of beer, and yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah.
It was a lot different from when we first started drinking.
Yeah, like, when we first started drinking, it was like, let's just get fucking
not like a wine cooler like anymore.
Coors Light, and then you got into like the Blue Moon.
Oh,
all that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you stepped into Blue Moon territory. Yeah.
Sam Adams,
I drank those
real
for a
fancy.
While.
I mean, I still love my Newcastle.
Sam Adams was
trash.
Yeah.
This kind of takes it over, man.
Yeah.
This gets rid of my little dream house, Newcastle. Oh, I know.
No, Newcastle will always have a special place.
Yeah. Oh, I love Newcastle. Yeah. It's my go-to right there.
From Newcastle, I just turned it into Guinness, though, now. And, like, Guinness on tap is like
have you ever had it on Nitro?
On me, you know, at night.
Have you ever had Guinness on Nitro?
No. Is it even better?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't that the default?
Explain how good it is.
Way? I thought it was.
Just creamy. No.
Were you talking in the can?
Hold on,
with
Joey's explaining how creamy it is.
Through the can, but if you go to certain bars, some will have it on nitro.
Yeah.
So
the can itself has a nitro tablet in there, I think.
The widget, they call it, right?
I don't know. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the widget.
I had no idea.
It's like a little gas bubble. When you open the can, it releases nitrogen into the liquid.
Should have known.
Yeah. Actually, when I went to...
Real fast, when you pour it.
When I went to England... Guinness was like literally every bar at Guinness, and they had three different ones. And one of them said extra cold.
Okay.
And I can't remember the other two, but they always had three different types of Guinness at every bar.
Room temp service.
I already mentioned
some of it was that.
Maybe like different temperatures.
I hear that.
So maybe it was like room temperature, cold, and extra cold. I don't remember all the labels.
There's one other thing I wanted to mention. It's 10.2% ABV.
Whoa.
It's a triple.
That's cool.
Dude, that's
crazy.
Yeah, that is high.
It doesn't even taste like it.
No.
They hide that percentage great.
Yep.
That's like a girl with a fake ass. Like, I'm going to drink the shit out of this. And when I get home, there's not going to be any butt cheek. But of course, this one,
no butt cheek.
No. You're like, hashtag no butt cheek girls.
One day I'll understand your analogies.
That's all right.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah. It's oh, well, the good beer again. Great choice.
Good choice.
I was thinking like, hey, maybe I should, you know, one of us should go try and grab a beer, but like, it's probably going to taste so bad because we just don't know. And
just leave
like,
that up to me.
What's wrong with you? He like throws it at us. How dare you buy this
piss water?
Yeah. What kind of crap is this?
What is this? A beer for ants?
The mint soda was better than this.
Oh man. Fantastic. Okay, so what else we got on the table here? We have a little snackaroo I picked up at the Old Asian Market. I'm going to have Joey, our little special guest here. He's going to pop this open and do the honors. So see, first if you can even... Is this one just have a basic
name? What is
it?
Dried anchovy snack spicy flavor. Yeah. You got to put it in parentheses in case you were curious about it. This might need a...
There's a little...
Okay.
As this gets opened, I'll kind of give you,
you
like my thought process. I was like walking down the aisle. So as soon as you go to Asian Market, because Asian Market has some really actually interesting foods. Yeah. Most of it's seasoning.
Really good
labels.
When you
look at it, it's just seafood and seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the candies are the only thing they had was like cuttlefish, like I told you last time.
Yeah.
And
it's
you know, shrimp.
There.
Like
I might need a knife.
But everything else actually looks really good. It's like they have jellies. Like little jelly packets. They got these, all the crackers they have, and the cookies look amazing. It's like they, like everybody in the, you know, copied their little sugar cookie, you know, designs. It's hard to find something there. At first, it was easy, you know, with just the first few.
I think it's super locked for freshness.
I got it.
That thing's got child protection.
First note,
are there any delicacies, like good Mexican delicacies?
The,
noodle.
Well, the best is menudo and cow tongue. Cow tongue is amazing.
Oh, God.
Lengua.
Yeah, like, if you go see it, it looks weird because it's like this.
It looks like
I would never eat tongue.
Yeah. Oh, you'll
do
it.
Dude, it's fine.
La Tiendita, San Clemente. Everyone should go there.
It tastes like West Coast.
No, not exactly. It has a bit of a...
You got to cook it right.
Bit of a game.
Nah, just the thought of tongue, no thanks.
It's creepy.
Have you ever had cabeza? Cabeza tongue?
I didn't care for the flavor.
I love that.
I had some, but...
Cabezas. Okay, I got it open. So first note about these fish snacks is that they like basically sealed it with packing tape.
Yeah.
Instead of whatever the hell they usually use. So that was fun.
I like how they sprinkle sesame seeds
here,
all
over.
Here,
let me show the camera real quick over here.
Yeah.
Give it a nice
beer cam.
Sniff in there.
So dried anchovy snack.
Dried anchovy snacks.
They look disgusting, but
at first glance, I thought they were those sesame sticks with the sesame.
Yeah,
sticks.
I was going to ruin it because
that's what they look like.
And put them into those something really else. Good.
I thought they were pretzels when you brought them.
Yeah,
it's like I can deal with that.
Just, odor. Just imagine it is.
Yeah, it's actually.
It's not too potent.
The odor is not too potent.
I imagine but it's actually going to be pretty good.
It smells like a pet store or something.
Oh no!
It's really weird.
Okay, well now that's like you're eating guppy. You got me the wrong direction now.
Little guppy.
Oh, maybe and they're because sticky. Of the fish section, maybe. Like in the
so they're
store.
Actually stuck to each other. They have like a gumminess to it, like a glaze.
Well, don't touch all of them. Those are all yours.
It's just
now.
One nacho if I bring one up, right? All of it.
We're like, well.
Okay, here's a good size one.
That looks like a. Like
yeah, I'll go next.
You got one.
Which one did you touch?
You can actually see like the body. Underneath, no, that's
like
a big
a chicken
one.
Wing. Like
yeah,
a
looks like a drumstick.
Like a drumstick.
Oh god,
oh, that's a
oh, these are nasty. All
right, wait, hold on. We got to touch
like
the tips after I get mine. Let me get mine.
It's all touch
you
tips.
Want to touch tips.
Well, yeah, you know the tips of the food.
I think both of you guys are gonna hate this. I don't know you well enough, Joey, yet to know, but I think they're gonna fucking hate this.
Good thing I got this
one. I like
it. Smells pretty gnarly.
Yeah,
I'm scared of this one, to be honest. All right,
touch the tips. All right,
tip touch.
We're going in.
All right. You got that glaze feel on there?
I get immediately fish. A fishiness?
Immediately fish.
Immediately fishy. Which
like,
makes sense, right? It's an anchovy.
Just like...
Oh, the deeper I go, the worse it gets, though. Oh, this is this is like anal sex for the first time.
Oh, God.
Like, you don't know what's coming out.
Oh, man.
It tastes like freaking rodent food.
It tastes like old fish, like that you found on
it
the
tastes
couch.
Like a guinea pig's like cage, like the way that...
Yeah, there's a pet store like, I was talking about.
If smell had a taste, that is totally what it is.
If smell had a taste.
Joey's turning completely bright red now.
Oh, why did I just stick the rest of it in my mouth?
I don't know. That was concerning.
Because you got to man up and finish it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
I could taste the sweetness of the
it's going through the beer flavor. Like it's just cutting straight through like a samurai.
That's terrible. That's not very good.
Oh, it's gonna play Fruit Ninja with my butt later.
Oh.
Cutting
there's
through
little hard bits that you can't chew.
I don't know if that's gonna go out easy tomorrow.
I didn't bother trying
it. It seriously tastes like rodent food.
And it hovers on the back of the mouth.
Well, I can't say I'm gonna have another.
Yeah. It just has yak. This essence of just old food that's been laying around, and for some reason you ate it.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Yeah, it's like an old fish stick. Like it was crunchy and it sat there for a while.
Like you found a fish stick in your couch cushions. Like, oh, I'm gonna eat this. Like
weeks later, yeah,
a little
that's
bit
a
of
good
lint left.
Oh, this is great,
dude. That's perfect.
Put a little sugar and sesame seed on it. Let's
oh
eat it.
God.
That's exactly
I, what I'm starting to get like the sweats right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I got hot from
well,
that.
It's spicy, so it's got the chili.
Oh man,
I didn't taste
no.
any spice.
No, no spice. I think it's just like the oils like got to me or something. It was really fucking weird.
Yeah, my stomach's a little.
You'll be all right.
Are you gonna be all right?
I'm gonna be all right.
You
I'm not
my
gonna
mouth
throw
bird
up.
Feed
but,
me it or something.
Oh, it's in my molars.
Oh, yeah,
all sticky.
Yeah,
it's like candy. Like. It's like anchovy candy.
I was really confident that was going to be pretty
worst
okay.
Worst candy
right.
ever.
I've had anchovies before, and this is the worst anchovy I've ever had.
Yeah.
My God.
That was the,
Papa John's anchovies are bomb, by
literally
the way. Right out of
get
the can.
It
it's pretty good.
I don't even know. I don't even know where you go from that.
Are you
that's
sure they're not
so
expired?
Bad.
Like, is the date
yeah.
is it
you know
fresh?
Up? I didn't even look. You're totally
oh, God.
Right.
It's like
we're
bad
all
fish
what?
Reading right now.
If it's well, expired, I mean, we don't know.
We don't even know. I don't see anything on here. Is there anything on the lid?
Didn't we stop like
it's
getting
probably
export
on the
from that?
No, I look. It's just this number 910.
Oh
which is
shit!
The type of
that's the batch it came in. 9 out of 10.
Don't smell
that. Let's smell it. Let's jar this back up.
Yeah.
I don't think that shit expires.
I think
it's been expired since they packaged it.
That's why they make this, is because they take the expired anchovies. Like, fuck it.
Let's drop that off at a fire station. Like oil or biohazard shit.
Yeah, get a biohazard
taper
on it.
Just drop it off. That's pretty bad.
I don't know what to do with it. What do I do?
Well, we could feed birds would love it.
That's
you know
true.
Be funny?
Yeah, seagulls. It's like
would.
A
Like, bury it in the yard somewhere, and I bet in, like, a year it would still look the same.
Yeah, look the same. Tastes really good.
1 year from now, we'll dig it up for that podcast.
Episode 100.
Yeah. Digging up the anchovy snacks.
Not a bad idea for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Good God.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
Well, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was definitely a taste of the tongue. It's hard to, you know, you got to challenge yourself to eat some of this stuff. Like last week, that yogurt, you just made me want to puke out of my freaking...
I would go for that yogurt over
really?
This.
I would do this really? Over the yogurt. The yogurt really put me on edge.
Is there any more of that yogurt soda?
I think you still had... Did you throw it away?
No, we tossed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Curious.
Yeah, it was like rotten milk. Have you ever had milk... After you pour it and it's got chunks, and you didn't realize, and you take
it with a little mint flavor.
Disgusting.
Oh, with mint added.
With mint.
It reminds me of that like Prilosec or that diarrhea medicine with that mint cream. You know, it's like creamy mint.
Yeah, imagine putting that in milk and then it's carbonated.
That's horrible.
And carbonated on top.
Carbonated.
Oh, that's so terrible.
It's really weird.
That sounds horrible.
Just like goat.
It tastes like goat.
How do you know what goat scum tastes like?
Well, I went to Ireland.
That's another episode, folks.
What did you say? I went to Ireland and got better and he had some goats.
It was sheep.
Oh, it was a sheep over there, hey?
Hey, that's good.
You're a leprechaun, you're like this.
Thank God for this good beer.
Yeah, the beer's...
The beer saved us.
The beer is pretty good.
Saves my life. So what's the next homebrew? What's the homebrew plans? What do we got going? What's your plan?
Next, we're doing a double IPA with green tea. We did it before with a buddy of ours, I think about a year ago. We're going to try and replicate it, but this time, instead of using green tea bags, we're going to do possibly green tea ice cream.
Ooh. Oh, that would taste... Amazing.
Right.
Well, I think it tastes good. Well, but the thing, it's interesting though, when you put all those flavors in, and like in the end, depending on, I'm assuming how long you brew it for, or you're like, I don't know, what is the fermenting process that gets all the flavors?
Depending on it, you can add the ingredients during the fermenting process. So I could add the green tea then, or I could do it during the boil, but that would kind of kill all the flavor.
Okay. So what's your normal like go to on how to do it?
How to do what?
Like to get more flavor, like based on the type
during
of
the fermenting process.
During fermenting, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So what does it mean when you say double IPA, and how do you make that differently?
So a single IPA is usually around like 6 to maybe 8%.
Mm-hmm.
Double IPA would be anything above 8% to about like close to 10%. And then a triple IPA would be anything 10 and above.
Okay. So what is the process? You know, how does it change to make the different alcohol content?
Adding more sugars. You know.
That's it? All right. So it's like double scoop sugar.
I mean, yeah, that helps the alcohol content. Yeah. As much sugar as you could put in there, like
it.
Depending on like... what fruits you put in there. What else?
Yeah, alcohol is made from sugar.
So. Yeah, alcohol is basically a different form of sugar.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar me up.
Yeah.
And give me diabetes.
They say that if, you know, long term, if you eat a lot of sugar, you'll have the same health defects as if you drink a lot of alcohol because it's the same shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out how the hell this bacon keto diet works.
Keto?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be bacon.
Well, yeah, but that sounds like, it just sounds...
My
Joey's sister's
been
on
it for
the last
2 weeks, and she's already lost like 12 pounds.
Yeah.
What?
I lost 30 pounds on it.
And it's mostly like, you could still eat like junk food.
I'm back on it right now.
You got to stay away from the...
Like,
it's the carbs you got to stay away from.
It's carbs, like
no carbs. I have done so much studying, I could talk for the next hour on this shit.
I was just at the grocery store yesterday.
I feel like I'm going to die. They're like, one, you get to eat all this, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, when I switched my diet from just like unhealthy eating, you know, I was eating in and out like 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, you were
having hard.
When I went to vegan.
Yeah.
I lost 35 pounds in a month and a half.
And what were you eating, though?
Burgers.
Before?
No, I mean, like, what were you eating on the vegan diet?
There's a few vegan restaurants that are down the street from here. So,
like, soy protein, or what was your, like,
main staple? Wheat, soy, and pea proteins, you know, no dairy, and that was it.
That's weird. So, yeah. My experience with keto is, like, completely opposite. I cut out all carbs and just went crazy on, like, high bacon fat. And cheese, cream cheese.
Weird. I love cheese.
I put heavy cream in my coffee.
I love, like, heavy cream.
It's so good. It's, and like, I lost weight like crazy.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, but it makes perfect sense. I feel like it's unhealthy, though, no, well, because you're still eating, I mean, like, the kind of crappy foods.
Well, you're eating a lot of fat, but fat, I don't think fat's that bad for you. It's really... It's not that bad.
Well, it's bad fat. There's good fat.
There's good fat. That's true. There are healthier fats. Like, you got to eat a lot of avocados and nuts to get the vegetable fats.
I feel like I'm like the best case study, because at this point, any diet will make me drop,
dude,
like 50 pounds.
Dude, I will coach you on keto. You could lose 100 pounds.
You were on a diet for a little while there.
I think I lost like 20 pounds already on the one that I've been doing. Yeah. Because I've been doing like a really like a low-calorie diet where I'm just eating like these very portioned out meals that I purchase, but it works because I mean I lost a pant size.
How do you feel like like craving more stuff?
If I see the thing is you have to follow. If I drink the water that I'm supposed to and I eat the snacks in the timely like the time I'm supposed to eat every 2.5 hours. If I eat those meals every 2.5 hours with the water, I'm totally fine. But the second that I like miss a cup of water. Or, like, the one cup of coffee or whatever that I get. I'm like, I need some fucking Cheetos. Like, I look at them, like, well, someone's eating Cheetos or something. Like,
let me tell you why keto is better for that. For me, the reason keto worked is probably because I could stick to it.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it is that you can eat very rich, heavy foods like bacon. I bought a lot of pork rinds.
Oh,
God. I bought a lot of different
pork
cheeses.
Rinds. Yeah, that's what I got yesterday.
So when you get hungry, you just have a little bit of cheese. Yeah. And you
what's
eat?
The portion that you have?
It doesn't matter.
Really?
It doesn't.
Don't
I mean,
say that.
No,
dairy's
okay,
not good for you.
To be
though.
Fair, it does matter, but you can't. You would not be able to eat too
the same
much.
Amount. Yeah, because you'd
right?
be like, get
you
sick.
Ever just like start eating cheese? How much can you eat?
Yeah,
after a few minutes, you're
sick,
like, ugh.
Like
and that's
ounces.
The whole idea. Is that
even before I switched my diet, I was never.
I feel
eating
you on that.
Cheese.
I love cheese,
except
love
for like
cheese.
Pizza. You know, I always loved pizza.
Well, the best
but,
diet is the one you like so and you good. Can stick to. That's it. If you can't, if it's like super effective, but you're like, fuck this.
I'll be honest. I've been on this thing because, like I said, my sister's been doing the last couple weeks. I just started doing the beginning of this week. I'm not hungry.
That's the best part.
I switched from having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for breakfast.
Oh,
now I'm eating
so
bacon and eggs.
Okay, you want
just
you
bacon
want,
and eggs?
You want the science? Here we go. Here's the science.
Okay, tell me the science.
So when you eat carbohydrates and sugars, your body runs primarily on sugars. Okay,
right.
So you eat sugar. Your body's looking for sugar for energy. You store sugar in your liver, and that's your primary fuel source. So anybody who exercises, you have to burn off all that sugar. If your goal is to lose fat, lose weight and fat, you have to burn off all the sugar in your blood. Then you have to burn off all the sugar in your liver. And then you switch to burning your fat. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So if you have no sugar in your system to
goes
begin
to
with,
carbs.
And you're already burning fat from what you eat, as soon as you're done eating or your body's out of the fat that you ate, it switches immediately to the fat in your body. And you'll feel hungry for a little while. And once it switches to eating your own fat, you don't feel hungry anymore. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I need to do it.
It's easy.
All right, tell me what to eat.
So far, it's easy.
Just tell me what to eat. I'm going to do it right now.
I'll write it down.
You got to cancel out bread, anything with carbs.
So rice.
I don't think I could ever give up bread.
See, I could do it. I did.
You know what I had for dinner was salad with ground beef on it.
I do it all the time.
That's all I did. It was toppled ground beef on my salad.
You know my favorite thing to do?
It's a keto thing.
My favorite keto thing.
It's working out pretty well.
When I go to a Mexican restaurant, I order a chili relleno, and I order a taco, whatever kind of, say, carne asada taco. Right?
Yeah.
Just the
and I just
the
dump the taco out on top of the chili relleno and throw the fucking tortilla away. And it's the best thing.
Really?
It's so good.
Sinful.
Free.
Dump the damn tortilla.
Carne asada, chili relleno.
Well, you said you need like the sour cream and the cream is a big thing because I love coffee with cream. Like,
yeah.
Coffee with cream is just like. It feels sin when I drink it black.
If you go to Starbucks or most coffee places, you ask for heavy cream. They have it behind the counter. They'll put it in.
Heavy cream.
Yeah.
Heavy cream.
Like stuff that they make whipped cream.
I only got to do Bailey's in my coffee.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to have Bailey's.
That's a lot of taquitos.
I think I've only had it like once.
Did you get your token last week for...
What?
It's Alcoholics Anonymous thing. Like, I drink Bailey's they every morning.
Not every morning, though.
Okay. Yeah, your work's like, Alan, interesting. I'm like, what's up? Man, I feel so good right now. Okay, you give me the diet. Tell me exactly what to do, and I'll do it, man.
All right.
And then just take a fat picture of me with, like, my wings, and then you'll be like...
My wings.
Yeah,
before and after.
Before and after.
Yeah. Like, actually, there's a guy I used to work with. He started out at 340 pounds. And after 3-4 months on keto, he was under 300.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he said it was the first time he's under 300 since high school.
And apparently you don't need to even change your activity. You just change your
eating. Just the eating.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. The only reason you exercise.
Lose my damn mind.
The only reason you exercise is to get rid of all that sugar.
You guys are promising me like a heavenly meal.
I'm only doing it because my sister has progress. That's the only reason why I'm doing it. Because my sister's been doing it.
The sodium and, I mean, do you have to watch the sodium amount?
I don't know about it.
Sodium is not.
There's a lot of salt and bacon, and I've been eating a lot of bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have high blood pressure.
If your sister was doing the vegan thing too for a little while.
It's hard because you get all weak. I feel all weak.
I never felt weak.
I know. I don't know how. I've tried doing that, but I get tired and weak. And then I start craving. Oh, yeah. Vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I never got tired or anything. I felt like I always
had
energy.
Like I'll eat someone. I want to eat so bad.
Okay, but you've had a fast metabolism, like ever for the
I eat pretty fast, and I
think
do
just
eat a
your
lot.
Blood type, veganism's best for
you've
you.
You've never even come close to 200 pounds.
This is not even. Right?
No,
a bad day.
The biggest I got was about 165.
Wow,
Jesus, I was that
and
when I was
19. I'm about 5'5", just so everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
So now I fluctuate between like 130 and 135.
That's so crazy. Wow. My left foot's like about a 160 right now. You want to get? I bet you $20 you get a scale. I'm gonna give it an E right now.
You know, I remember that.
I'll do it right now. You got a scale?
Do you
want
to talk about what do you think
my
you weigh
scale's
right now?
Batteries?
Right now I'm probably like three.
Dead.
I was 335. I think I lost about 20-30 pounds, and then I lost like a belt. Like my entire belt size is like down, like a whole pant.
When we used to hang out, when we first hung out, you were 360, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, the lowest I got when you didn't know me was 245.
Right.
245
during
less than 20% body fat.
During our breakup period.
I remember you were working out at that point for a while.
Monster.
Yeah.
I was a monster. I was doing...
But you were doing... what are those pills? That
no. I stopped doing
crack. Not pills, but...
No meth.
wait. Heroin, right? Yeah, that's what it was. I totally forgot. Let's just throw it out there, right? Let's tell the truth. No, I was originally I took the diet pills.
Yeah,
just basically like they're just caffeine pills.
Speed, right?
In the end, it was like caffeine plus a chemical that they determined.
That kind of reminds me of that Saved by the Bell episode.
Yeah, so in fact.
The one with Jessie where she's taking the caffeine pills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Saved by the Bell, right? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And she gets all moody.
Oh, yeah, that was
like,
pretty
just
much
leave
it.
Me alone.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Her friends are
all
worried.
The time. How the hell did you know that?
God, that's a... damn, that's a classic.
Yeah, so I went through... Okay, so let's talk like weight loss. Like a big thing happened with me and weight loss. I fluctuated twice. Once when I quit smoking and I was like 24, I think, 24? Yeah, I think it was like 24, 25. Started working out. I lost weight and I was like, I can't do this while smoking. So at that point, I think I was like 280. 280, between 270 and 280. And for me, that's really good. I'm 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
So being, and my weight kind of distributes really well. At least I think it does.
Mm-hmm.
God knows naked it doesn't. But when... I hit a point and I was like, I got to stop smoking. Quit smoking. And all of a sudden I was like, dude, this is awesome. But then I kind of just like chilled out for a little bit and I stopped going so intense. Like I was doing 6 days a week. So a couple years later, I gained more weight back and I'm like, I got to do this again. So I find a guy online. His name is Chris Getthin. Go figure his last name. He's a bodybuilder.
That's his real last name.
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
We'll no, look it up later. But he had a program. It was a 90-day program, and he's a bodybuilder. He actually gained fat, and he took pictures of everything with him with a huge belly in video, not like it was, you know, digitally modified or anything. He lost all the weight. Now, he's a bodybuilder. His body, he knows how to train his body. He knows that he could do it, right? And he already had the muscle underneath all that fat. He just basically shoved a lot of fat on top of his, like, six-pack and said, I'm going to burn it. So at first I was like, oh, this has got to be bullshit. Like, this program, you know? But genuinely, I followed everything except for his supplements because I did a lot of research on supplements. And I'm like, you know what? A lot of the supplements are BS. You don't really need all of them. And I proved it because I didn't take them and I lost just as much weight as the guy who did take supplements. And I went from, I think, like almost like 300 because I was back up to 300 by then. And I went down to 245 in the 60 days. And then I did an extra 20 days after the 60 and I plateaued at 245. But throughout that, I, you know, also did plateaus and I figured out how to get through them. But I worked out so much that it finally hit me that no matter what I ever do, mm-hmm. I have to literally work out 6 days a week and be on a regimen to maintain, because I was maintaining my weight at 245 and I wasn't like six pack. I was still a big guy, but I had a shitload of more muscle. Like I could lift a lot. I could leg press a lot. I could do, you know, for me doing, I think I did four or five pull-ups, like the hard ones. So it was like, you know, an accomplishment and I knew what it took to get there. Mm-hmm. And at that point I was like, do I really want to do this? And then we had a kid. I gained it all back.
See ya.
And it just went to hell.
Well, it's really about the diet. I mean, that proves right there. You could work your ass off, and if you're not eating the right thing, yeah, you're not ever going to get down to a certain level. Like I heard a funny thing somebody said, like, if you want to look good with your clothes on, just diet. If you want to look good with your clothes off, go to the gym.
Yeah.
So for most people, it doesn't matter.
I did P90X for a while. I did it for 3 months.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it was so freaking intense. Yeah. But I remember my first day, I threw up. And then by the 90 days, I had a six pack. And
no way. I remember you came
I was
in
able
and
to do
one
handed push ups and.
You can see Alan, the little mighty mouse out.
He's doing kind of in-top showing. It was crazy.
He's like, P90X is shit.
I need to start super doing it again, start working out again, because I've been so lazy lately.
It's so hard. Like, who can maintain that their whole life? Yeah. I mean, not many people. Mm-mm. You know?
Unless it's your, like, career. I mean,
yeah.
Like everybody who's got a job and kids, fuck, there's no way.
I just want to come home and just sit on the couch and take a nap as soon as I get home from work.
Yeah. I'm actually, like, I just started...
Then sit on the left side of the couch, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just started keto again for the first time since my son was born. Because, like, as soon as he was born, it was like, there's too much.
I only heard about the keto diet just, like, maybe a few months ago.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I started it over a year ago for the first time.
I just heard about it recently.
It sounds like the magic middle.
I'll tell you right now.
I felt guilty eating bacon for breakfast.
That's what I'm supposed to. Let me tell you one time. I went to a restaurant and I ordered on their menu. They have an omelet that has bacon and cream cheese in it. Okay,
oh, amazing.
I ate that whole thing. I swear to God, I didn't eat the rest of the day, and I never got hungry.
The whole day.
That one meal kept me full because of the fat content. Mm. That's how you're supposed to get full. Is the fat satisfies you and you don't feel like eating. Versus when you eat, you know, lots of bread and rice or whatever, you get full when your stomach is literally physically full.
Yeah.
And you feel shitty after that, right?
Like and then you're hungry like an hour later.
Exactly.
That's like Panda Express.
You're supposed to get full from the fat.
Or like when you eat sushi, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I love sushi.
You eat a ton of it, you feel full, and
there's
then
no
like an hour later,
that's why.
You're just like,
that's
I got to eat again.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah, not a lot of fat. It's lean protein from
the fish. Yeah, because think about how we were, because you know, your body thinks you're still a caveman.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's no difference. So when we were cavemen, we didn't have grains. We didn't make bread. We didn't pick. You know, imagine a caveman picking a million little pieces of rice and then boiling it. That did not happen. You'd eat plants. You'd eat some fruits if you could find it. And you'd eat meat when you can kill it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's what our bodies are made to process.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Give me the
hashtag keto.
Yeah.
Hashtag keto. Let's fucking do it.
Let's all do it.
You know, the one thing I will say, I was a addicted.
I wonder if there's a keto vegan diet.
Oh, it's hard. There is. It's fucking
dude, there's like
hard.
Eight genders. Yeah. There has there, to be a keto vegan.
It's basically you become a rabbit. Yeah. It's like what it is. And you have to eat a lot because you have to eat all the plants and stuff, you know?
There's a keto vegan.
We come over with just a hedge of lettuce for Alan. We're like, hey, you hungry, buddy? You hungry, fellow?
That's all you get.
He's just got a carrot and hungry fellow.
There
actually,
you go.
Carrots are not keto.
Hungry fella?
There carrots aren't keto?
They're starchy. Oh, they're like potatoes. Think about it. They grow underground.
Potatoes, I realize, are like 26 carbs per.
Yeah.
And I love potatoes.
Potatoes, carrots.
God, I don't think I could ever give up fries, though.
I love fries so much. I'm such a fry enthusiast.
You know, as soon as I'd say you give it 2 weeks on keto and probably any diet, but after 2 weeks, you stop thinking about that stuff. Like, I don't crave those things like I used to. Like, even though I've been on and off keto, I don't eat hamburgers with the bun. You'll never see me eating a bowl of pasta.
Because you know you're good without it.
Because I don't crave it. Yeah, and exactly. I know how devastating it is to me for my weight.
And I'm doing good so far.
Yeah.
It's been a week and I'm not craving any rice, noodles. After a while, you
don't
noodles.
Miss it. That's like me with meat, though. I don't miss it at
that's
all.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah.
I can't, honestly, whatever works for you.
I can do it.
I don't know.
Can't do it. Carne asada fries. Forever.
I do eat, you know, even when I'm on keto, I have carbs for fun. Like I'll have ice cream. Like, and
like
the way
a cheat day?
Yeah, well, yeah. And the way I look at it, it's like, if I'm going to eat carbs, it's going to be fucking worth it, right? Yeah. I'm not just going to eat some stupid plate of beans.
Just go sushi or something.
For me, it'd be chilaquiles homemade. Like,
yeah, just have that once a month or whatever, and fine.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Legit. I'll be right back. Give me one quick second.
Do we continue?
Yeah, keto is scientifically proven and it's crazy. It's the only diet that is working for my sister, so I dabbled into it and I'm actually liking it. I don't crave food. I had dinner and I'm not even hungry.
Have
I usually
keto
eat twice.
Brain yet?
What the hell is that?
So,
did you say keto brain?
Keto brain. When you're truly in ketosis, you're.
Oh,
you
like
feel,
keto flu? Is that
no,
what you mean? Like they get sick?
Thing.
My sister mentioned that.
No, I mean, that happens to some people and them to me. I
they
don't
get
know
sick
what
or
it
something.
Is. No, but keto brain is. It's you feel like more clear and awake. It's so
weird.
It's so strange.
You're
like things
woke.
Just feel like. Brighter and easier, and they say it's because your brain runs more efficiently on ketones than sugar, and you can feel it. I swear to God, you can feel it.
It's like a high. Take ginkgo biloba for that.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Or
good
old Saint John's wort.
Yeah.
Saint John's wort. Oh my God. Sorry. I need to drink more because I smoke so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of. Keto, this is totally destroying my ketosis.
Oh, dude. Me too.
Yeah.
Damn. How many carbs do you think are in this bag?
A lot.
Yeah, I'm
small
sure.
Brews have a lot of carbs.
It's like you don't even want to look.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I've been good. I just go back to my.
You have been
I've
good?
Been good too.
You can fail. Just go back the next day. That's fine.
Yeah. I just.
Don't worry about it.
So, okay. Whoa. So, Joey. I kind of want to talk because the how did you and Alan meet? I want to hear the story.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
You know.
How did you get here?
Who the hell gave you a ride? No, how did you guys meet?
Karaoke, actually. Just actually, you know what? It's for a mutual friend at In-N-Out. I used to work at In-N-Out.
Okay.
And he had a friend that worked there with me and Adam Brown. Hi. He introduced us together. And then
hi, Adam.
Yeah. And we used to go to karaoke. We used to meet at karaoke, and me and Alan used to duet together. And
We used to do it together.
We used to
like
duet together.
With your pants on.
We used to sing
Endless
Bodies.
Okay.
Let the Bodies hit the floor. So I would do the clean vocals. He would do the screaming because he used to be in bands where he was the screamer.
Scream.
And
oh, wow.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we had it down. So it was almost like a thing we did every week.
Okay.
And became really good friends, and we enjoyed beer, and we started brewing together. And
sweet.
Fell in love. Rest is history.
We took
Where
glamour.
Was your honeymoon?
Yeah. We took glamour shots together at the mall.
Oh, yeah. Put it in our folders.
That
would be amazing. Me and Juan actually did that.
Did you?
What, no shit.
What, were we were still in high school, or it was
Rebecca.
After? It
you
was
the
after
cholo
high
glamour
school.
Shots?
Yeah, your friend Rebecca.
It was the worst thing ever.
Like the cholo ones.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It was so.
Those
weird.
Are the best, man.
But it was
put in your folder.
You do know? You still have any
have
of those
one
pictures?
Of them. It's somewhere in my mom's house.
I don't.
When we moved out, or when I moved out of my mom's house, like God knows how long ago, I was like 27. And I was way earlier than that. Anyways, I had a box of stuff, and Brenda and I were going through it, and we're like, "What is this?" She's like, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "Oh God, let me see that." And I tell her the story, and she's like, "Wow!" Like that. She looked at me like, "I don't know if I can go through with this." It was so bad.
Where's that photo?
Do you remember the story behind it? Like what happened that day? We were just. I think it was one of the days where you either had your Motorola Razr and thought you're the coolest shit ever, or we both were like, "Fuck it, Razr!" Like you went.
It's so thin.
Yeah, the Motorola.
That was
Razr.
Awesome. I remember that.
So we went to the Mission Viejo Mall because it wasn't malls and shops at Mission.
Mm-hmm. The shops at Mission.
It was still when it was like a shitty mall.
It was so ghetto with Tilt. Remember Tilt?
Yeah. No,
it was fun and games.
Was it fun and games? I thought it was Tilt.
Tilt was at Laguna Hills Mall.
Whatever. Okay, stop fucking.
Come on, man. Get your
How dare together. You not remember the history of Mission Viejo? So we were there, and it was the thing at the time. That was just the thing. Like, we walked by the photo place, and they had the glamour shots, and she was kind of like a ghetto, you know, Hispanic Mexican girl, and she was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And I'm like, "Okay, I guess we're gonna do it to be cool," you know. So, sure enough,
cool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it was the cool thing to do back in the day.
Yeah, it was like when we got our ears pieced.
Yeah,
like I just knew where I'm from.
I had both ears, and then my cartilage pierced. Yeah,
dude, you had bleached your. Tips and you had everything. You were like
frosted.
I had my
tips.
Tongue pierced for a little while. And then I remember a few weeks later, few weeks later, after I got my tongue pierced, me and my family, we went out to dinner. And I was eating, and as soon as I opened my mouth, my mom saw like a glare in my mouth, and she's like, "What is that?" It's like, what are you talking about?
Imitate your mom as best as possible right now.
I can't.
Oh, man.
Bubby. Alan, what is that?
No.
She was like, "What is that in your mouth?" It's like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Open up your mouth."
Oh, shit.
So I open it, and she's like, "Take that shit out right now." So I had sat there and I unscrewed it.
Was your dad?
How old were you?
Yeah, it was me, my dad, my sister.
What are you turning that sister. To be a queer or something? What the? Back in the day.
And then when they found out about my tattoos, oh man.
Oh, they wanted to stab
That was a good story.
So it's like body desecration?
Yeah, like I can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery, you know. And,
damn.
Yeah.
We're gonna sneak in though. Just don't die, man. Jeff's got his legs. I've got his arms.
So I was sleeping, and my mom came in my room, and my leg was hanging halfway off the bed, and the cover was, obviously not covering my leg.
Yeah.
So she comes in my room, and she's like, "What is that?" It's like. What are you talking about? I was still like half asleep.
Yeah.
And she goes, "What is that on your leg? Is that a real tattoo?" It's like, no, it's fake. Don't worry about it. So she leaves the room. She comes back like 20 minutes later and she's like, "Please tell me that's not real." I said, "Yeah, it's real."
Dude, that was probably the worst moment of her life.
She sat down and she like started crying and
of course.
Oh jeez.
How could you mutilate your body?
You know what you've done to this family by doing that?
She's like, "What is that, a dragon?" I said, "No, it's a koi fish."
It's not even that cool.
Yeah. I know.
It means good luck in Japanese.
Yeah.
You're not Japanese.
Hand me your can, I'll throw it off.
Man, thank totally. You. There you go. Yeah, totally insane.
So do they believe, like, you can't go to heaven, or what's the deal? Like, why would it be so devastating?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't really follow it much anymore,
I was
going to
bring up another, like,
But I know I can't, like, be buried in a Jewish cemetery because I have tattoos.
Craziness. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Well...
So we took these weird pictures and So back to the photos and the weird stuff. We just did weird stuff when we were when I was younger with Alan. And it was only with Alan. Like it was like, hey Jeff, you want to go get some pictures with me and get our ears pierced? Like that.
You and me is like, hey, we're together. All right, we're playing video games.
Yeah, we're playing video games and pretending.
Cyber City? All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. World of Warcraft.
Oh, that was first World of Warcraft was with Rob and what was
I never played
Tourney.
And Turney. I never will.
Oh, God. Turney, yeah. If he's out there.
I talk to him on Discord every once in a while.
Are you serious? Yeah, he's still alive?
He's still alive.
Oh, my God. That guy.
Yeah. You should come on Discord with me, and Rob's on there, Turney's on there, and then you could talk to, like, probably.
Did you ever play WoW?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I was the number one shaman. Like, PvP. There was nobody better than me.
I've tried it.
I remember one time we were supposed to hang out, me and you.
Yeah.
So I came over and you were still in your like wife beater and your undies, just saying WoW.
You're like WoW. It was like South Park episode when Cartman's in his wife beater.
Hey, Matt, get the bag.
You're like just another was, 20 minutes. Yeah, and we'll hang out.
And you're like, sitting all right. Like, dude, so you're like you're
sitting
naked
on the couch. And just like,
yeah. I remember you started playing it.
It was
you started
bad.
Playing it before me, and I was like, "Hey, let's hang out." You're like, "No, I can't. I got molten core tonight." I'm like, "What the?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?"
Yeah, we're raiding.
Yeah, we're doing raiding. We're raiding core. Like, well, can you not?
Spike,
can you, let's go somewhere. And then I'm like, "What the fuck's wrong with you? I don't understand."
I know.
So they're like, "Okay, I'll play." And then I'm like, "Yeah, molten core tonight. We can't go anywhere." Like, I understand.
And then he got it. He's like, "Yeah, hey, can I join your raid too later?"
Yeah, please, guys. Can I have some loot? I need to.
Leroy. Yeah.
Well, the most addicting thing was that we started the game when it was brand new. Mm-hmm. It was an alpha and it was beta, and we were there for the entire thing. So when you're that dedicated in the game, people, number one, they remember who you are because you were other people that were that serious were right. Obviously playing, and then you just join forces, and it's like when you put people who are addicted to a game and they now create this little guild of family of freaking people who are just addicted to a video game.
And you're
it's
trying
like
to
the worst thing ever. It's like you're in a room full of crack smokers and you're addicted to crack.
And
like,
you have these.
What are you gonna do?
These like you could be server first on these kills. Like, yeah. That's super. Oh. That's a great goal for.
I was like the president players. Of the freaking World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
It was like
you feel like a celebrity of sorts. Yeah. Yeah.
It was amazing and it was horrible all at the same time. The worst is there were moments in my life where I'm like, why didn't I go out? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think about
but then there was moments at the end of my World of Warcraft where I was like, F this game, I'm gonna go do something nasty. Like one time, you know, that happened, you know, before the Brenda days, and someone was like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm nothing. I hit that power button, I'd be like, screw the raid.
Do you remember my ex, Christine?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Anyway, like I was still raiding, you know, back when I was with her, and I was sitting at my computer and I'm playing. We're doing like Lich King runs, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there. She's hanging out, and all of a sudden she just walks out of the bathroom. She's totally naked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, hello there. And she's just looking at me, and she's just like, and I'm like, you are such a fucking tease. And she's like, I'm not a tease. You could get up and come over here anytime you want, but you won't because you're playing the fucking game. You're the tease. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Fuck, she's right.
And you're like, I'm almost done with the raid. She's like, you fucking
God damn it.
Moron.
I still didn't get up.
Yeah.
I need to kill the
well,
boss.
Well, something did, but not you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Tap, tap.
What's that sound?
I don't know. Well, and then
I'm glad I never got into
that
game.
I'm glad you didn't either, man. You would have fucking been miserable.
I've never been a fan of like role playing games and like that
so
kind
fun.
Of stuff.
I love it. I think I like Some it because I like to engage, like just become whatever I'm doing. So like I played PUBG on a phone, and my first month of playing this game on the phone, like mobile PUBG, I don't know if you've seen that. It's like it's this huge craze.
I love PUBG.
I played it on the phone. The first thing I did was F with people. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like, blue system go. Everybody coming in the raid. We're going to go down and we're going to get in the red hut. All right, everybody. Listen here, Johnny, I've been fighting with you for 20 years, and I know you're good at this, brother. Follow me, and we're going to win. And like I'm just in the match. People are like, who is this? And all of a sudden, I'll join a game and be like, hey, what's up, everybody? I'm out here, Mississippi. And I start just going off like different voices, and people are like, who is this guy? And like one, and then other times, I have a girl's name, so I just do like motions in the game like I'm doing sexual conduct to other people. And this one guy, I have it on YouTube. He's like, yeah, get my boy. Because my character's like bobbing up and down. And then he's like, yeah, me turn, my turn. And he puts his character in front of me. Like, I just, like, the weirdest things I do in games. And it's for fun, just to, like, I don't know. It's so hilarious.
To live out your gay offenses.
Just to lay out my gay offenses. Yeah, that was a weird one.
Fine.
But the voice thing is the best. Like, my brother, him and I, like, when we were playing together, we would be, like, little kid voices. You know, like, hi, how's it going, guys? And then people were like, hey, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm just 12. And, you know, and like, you know, and people are literally into it, thinking that we're these little kids, or, you know, we're, you know, little, you know, we're hicks from Arkansas or something, Greg. But, you know, I mean, yeah, just the funniest things. And that's what's so much fun about it. Just like, you just kind of just, it's like a playful place where you can do whatever the hell you want and nothing can happen. And that's why I get addicted to it. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when you have no friends and you just need to find somebody. You go into a game.
Dude, well, I have a whole set of gaming friends. They live around the country, and we go online and we play games together online.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't, like, it's hard to find people in real life who want to play that much. So I got my real life friends and I got my gaming friends.
Yeah.
Well. My gaming friends, we meet up once a year. So it's fun. It's cool.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, at some point, you got to kind of drop it.
Nope.
Just like I'm
well,
never.
Well, you gotta balance it.
I'll
out
never
your life.
Leave it.
Like
well,
right
I
now,
can't. That's my problem. That's why I don't play.
So, my kid has gone to bed. You know,
yeah.
He's asleep.
If I were to do that, I would never sleep.
Did they stay up late?
Yeah, I tried. I just tried recently. I tried playing like that mobile PUBG. I couldn't do it. I was like for every night, 4 or 5 hours. And I just couldn't like put the phone. I was like, what the hell's wrong with me? So I just like didn't. I stopped playing. I deleted the game. It was that and another game called Vainglory, and I couldn't put it down. But I became like the, and the other thing that's crazy is I became like the top person. Like I was the top player. Like I wasn't like the things I would do. People were like, "You're cheating," and I'm like, "I'm not cheating." I just
on the
when
phone.
Yeah.
How the hell do you play?
Oh, let me
the
show
phone.
You. I'll show you later.
I have such a nasty taste in my mouth from that anchovies.
Really, dude, get some milk.
Don't
drink milk.
Okay. That's
need
not
some
a good idea.
Milk.
Get some mint yogurt soda.
Get some what?
Milk? What? No, what do you have? Actually, you know, funny question. What do you have in your fridge? Like, what does a vegan have in their fridge? I've never thought about this.
Vegan frozen dinners. I have stuff for my Instant Pot.
Okay.
Like so you wait. So you're vegan except for fish?
Yes.
Yeah, so pescatarian?
Yeah, he's Presbyterian.
So, well, I mean, generally a pescatarian will eat, you know, dairy stuff. So you're so...
I'm a vegan who
vegan
eats
plus
fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because fish isn't meat.
Yeah.
They don't count.
They don't count.
You just like
they
made
no
your
feeling.
Own fucking rules.
They
like
taste so
a
good.
Bunch of people who just couldn't do it. You couldn't go all the way. So you're like, well.
I was vegan for at least 4 or 5 years before I started eating fish.
Four
again.
Or 5 years.
Yeah.
What made you go back to the fish?
I just missed eating sushi.
Oh,
sushi's so damn
love
good.
Sushi.
So you're sushi
okay, where's your favorite place?
Huh?
Where's your favorite place to eat sushi?
Oh man. There's a place in Huntington. I can't remember the name of it.
Afternoon?
Me and Joey went there. It's right
Hurricanes?
By a place called Rip Brewing.
Hurricanes or something?
Rip? Was
Ripper?
It?
Ripper?
Is that the name?
I can't remember.
Hmm. That's called like Hurricanes.
But amazing sushi. Zen
okay.
Sushi is a good place. The one I prefer is in Laguna Niguel.
Good choice?
No, it's called Zen Sushi. Good choice is disgusting.
What?
They had crickets
that was
in there
rad.
The last time I was there, which was years and years ago.
Yeah,
they had that
beer.
Little revolving thing.
Yeah, you were so
there,
pissed. You're like,
boats.
How dare you talk
how
about
you,
good sushi?
There was crickets.
You got real mad. You're
okay,
like,
well,
this is it.
I understand crickets, yes. But the food
is really good. No. Good choice.
No.
Dude, you're fucking crazy.
No.
Good choice.
That place,
good
is that the place
no.
off El Toro?
Good choice no. has bad
Minotto.
Sushi.
Where's it? Where's
Minotto's
it?
Off El Toro. That place is my, that's
Minotto?
My place.
Everyone's
Minotto.
Entitled to their opinion,
yeah.
but you're a fucking
I love that place.
Good God.
No, well, it's right by my house and I can walk there. And
Gankai is really good there in Dana Point.
I'm sorry, what was it called?
Gankai.
Okay, just making sure. It sounded like something else.
Gankai?
not saying. Just thinking. No,
they have really good sushi.
Okay.
So I go there.
Sushi's my that's our kryptonite. Like when Brent and I were like, we're totally doing good on whatever, you know, meal planning thing we're doing. We're losing weight, and also we're like, fuck. And it's like 8:30, you know, I'm heading home, and there's this one damn place that's like the best sushi on the way home, right off of Green River. And it's like perfectly priced. Oh.
Dude,
91. So she's like, what if I order just one roll? And I'm like, you know that it's going to turn into three. Like,
every time I go for sushi, I always end up spending at least $75 on myself.
Yeah, that's how it, yeah, I totally get it.
God damn.
But you're getting like a lot of sashimi though, right?
No.
Oh, you're just like,
I get like the rolls and stuff. I get at least like three rolls. I'll get a side of edamame. I can eat three rolls.
This is the Alan I...
You know what's funny? I had a friend in elementary school who was from Arkansas. His mom, born and raised in Arkansas. I went over to their house. I fucking... We just had like a pig out session in the kitchen. I told her everything I ate. She's like, what's up with you, boy? You got a hollow leg?
A hollow leg.
A hollow leg. And I'm like, look at you. Like, you got a hollow leg, man. That's the only place you can stick that.
Take it off. Take it off, put some food in that dish. Yeah. You're like, yep, it sure is hollow. Hollow as shit.
I'll get at least like three rolls. I'll get a side of edamame and some miso soup.
I always get a side of edamame, you know? I remember, I remember this one. Is that you went through a phase of cougar phase?
I still like cougars. Yeah,
I kind of want to talk about it.
We're kind of cougar age at this point. Age.
Yeah, you know, right? No, but it was no.
Yeah, that sucks, well, that's the man. Thing.
It's the same ones, probably.
Yeah, now they're 60.
Now they're saber teeth.
It's a gilf. Yeah. He's like, hey, how's the gilf doing?
Yeah, the gilf.
Now, if I want cougars, they're like in their like 50s and 60s. But no,
you call those white walkers. That's a whole other level, man.
I can't go for that.
That's the best one ever. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's so bad. My early and mid-20s, I preferred cougars. Yeah. There was a place called Foxfire.
That's it. That's the one.
The 90. Yeah. The 90 and the 91.
You go there and the
What was your tactics? Like, you knew what was going to happen when you went there.
Well,
so,
as soon as you walk in, those women at the bar, and they would eye you like you were a piece of candy.
Up. Yeah.
They knew just walked in and they were like,
no way.
Just licking those dentures.
So, like, I mean, like, you felt, you're like, well, I'm totally naked right now. Regardless of what I'm wearing, they see everything.
You understood how women feel when,
really?
Like, a woman would walk into a bar and guys would, like Google all just, over them.
Did it make you feel bad, though?
The complete opposite.
Did you feel, though, like, ashamed? Like, oh, why are you, like...
Like, eyes up here, girls. Yeah. Did you do anything like that?
Yeah, did you feed into it? You're like, you're all walking, like, shaking, doing a hip thrust.
It felt a little...
Gunslinging.
John Travolta.
Fucking Bee Gees are playing in the background.
Yeah. That's
Alan comes in.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was a little awkward. But
I wish I was there. Fly on the wall and see Alan.
So were they, like, they were in their 40s?
Whew.
At that time,
at youngest.
Yeah, I would say like 40s to like 60s.
You fucked a 60-year-old?
No, no.
Oh, that's just who was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've messed around when I was in my mid-20s. The oldest I was
ever biggest
with
age
was,
gap.
Close to 50.
50 years age gap? So there was 70?
It was a place called Dirty Nelly's.
Like a 20-year age gap?
What's the age gap?
About 25 years. Okay, you said 50. Year age gap.
25
that's
years.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's senior.
So,
did you get a discount on that day?
That's senior depending on what age you were. What age were you? Were you over 25?
I was around 24, 25 years old.
Dude, that's good.
Yeah. Did you get a good meal?
Cougar bait.
Did she knit you a sweater?
Jesus.
We
homemade
up,
yarmulke. It's like I left a real Jew.
We hooked up in my car.
Yeah, good.
And Nate, who was here last week.
Yeah.
He hooked up with her friend in
Shut
my back
your face.
Seat.
That's why you call him Nasty Nate.
Yeah. He's like, don't call me that. Don't call me that. He's like, he's got these thoughts.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
That happened.
Okay.
And then about a few weeks later, I went to a different karaoke spot and I saw her and this woman was with her boyfriend
at
the place.
Oh no.
And I was with a couple buddies of mine and I was like,
sorry.
That's the freaking girl that, you know, hooked up with me
in the
parking lot at this place. And I said it kind of loud and I don't know, I think she heard me. And I hope her boyfriend didn't hear me, but like,
oh man. Why, was he like a 50-year-old bodybuilder or something?
No, okay. He was a weird-looking guy, but, you know, whatever.
Craziness. 19-year-old kid or something.
I don't think I've ever been in that situation where, like, people were, wanted to rip everything off of me just to get some. Like, when I walk in, they're like,
I went to a...
Is that a woman or a man? Yeah. Oh, really?
In Laguna Beach?
They probably loved you, huh? You were like a perfect little bear cub, huh?
Yeah.
They're like...
Come here, little cubby.
It was the weirdest story. Like, I just... Okay, so I was with... it was back when I was working at AMR. And I had the guy who I always worked with, my permanent partner.
Yeah.
And we went to Vegas together. And he had a friend there who... His wife was friends with a dude who was like PR for one of the casinos. So he knew fucking everybody in Vegas. But he was gay. So he had like tons of gay friends.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, we're going out. Like, we're going to get VIP treatment. But you just got to go where I want to go.
Wherever you go.
Okay, fine. And so first thing we did was go to a gay bar. But it was like, we skipped the line. We had free drinks.
You felt like a women's night out. He's like a woo girl.
And I'm like, baby. Before I went in, I'm like, I'm a little scared, to be honest with you. I don't know what should I expect?
Yeah.
And he's like, just don't make eye contact with anybody.
And then
look
you're
at
good.
Their shoes. Like, okay, I'm going to look at shoes. That's
yeah,
it.
You don't want to get roofied.
Dude, could you imagine you wake up, your hands behind your back, your face is on the ground?
Yeah. Right? Because it was like
things
you said,
sting.
Like, it was the opportunity to be the piece of meat. Like, I don't know. I mean, I was in my 20s, so who knows? I could have been attracted to somebody. So.
Who knows? Tips are tips, right?
Did you ever mess around with any cougars in your early 20s?
Yeah, I worked with one, actually.
Yeah.
I don't want to say her name.
In and out?
No, just after.
She was the manager.
Who was she?
Yeah.
When I was at SoCal Gas Company, the utility company. Age gap, let's see, about 14 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like 24, 38.
It's not 25.
Something.
Just saying.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She's not the zookeeper.
That was the oldest I've ever been with.
When I was 27, I dated a 34-year-old.
That's perfect.
That was fine.
7 years.
Yeah, that's
normal.
Perfect. That's pretty normal.
As long as it's legal.
Yeah, I've never...
Is there like an illegal old age?
Yeah. Is there like after a gap 60, where they're like, sir, I think you broke her hip. This is illegal. You're about to commit murder. Murder.
Have you seen that movie?
It's like
I've fallen and I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Arms Robert broken. Cooper. She's like, keep going, Alan.
One of my
Alan.
Favorite movies.
It's so cool.
Keep going. I can see your rib cage. Don't worry. It'll pop back in.
No, I literally can see your ribs. They're the bones. Like, your skin is gone. Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's so raw. No wonder you like sushi.
Oh, no.
Oh, the fish in the sea. Anyways, man, I can only imagine that because I remember those stories. I would talk to you and be like, so how's it going? And you're like, dude, I got this girl. And I'm like, you mean grandma? Like, what? I remember there was one woman and the daughter was like close to your age. And I was like, how is that like not okay? Like normal. Like,
tell me more. I don't remember.
You don't remember that one? Yeah. You said she had like a 20-year-old daughter and you would, well, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was Ron. I don't know. Maybe it was Ron actually. Fuck. That means both of you guys are robbing something. But anywho, craziness. Regardless, still blows my mind that you even had that. You took you had the chance and you took it and you went with it.
Yeah.
You wrote a book about it.
You should.
Yeah. Would you compare that the sexual just endurance was still there of a young woman?
Yeah.
Really?
There's no bullshit with older women. They just want that one thing, you know?
Yeah. That's what's weird. Like, when it comes to age, there's no age when it comes to the bedroom with them. It's almost like they're, God, like they're still 18 no matter what.
They remember.
It's like, yeah, it's like they're like, yeah, muscle memory. Yeah, muscle memory. Well, they'll break some bones.
Things tighten up. Just, I know what he wants.
It's like crunch shit.
I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but like, you know, we're approaching 40. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, you just don't give a fuck about some things anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably what it is, too.
Like, I'm realizing there's things that I wanted to do that I didn't do because I was worried what random strangers would think about me. I'm like, how fucking stupid is that?
So yeah, yeah.
Now I pretty much do what I want, you know, without being obscene.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, women, men, whoever, once you get to around 40 or maybe older, a little older, you just want to have fun. I want to do what I want to do.
Yep.
I'm going to, it's not unreasonable.
If I want to braid this thing down here, I'm going to braid it. Like, I remember I was like, you know, you're like just trimming everything, and all of a sudden you get to an age, you're like, well, there, Puff the Magic Dragon's down there. Huh? Woo-hoo, how you feeling there, burly boy? Sorry.
What? I want to wax my ass. So what?
Yeah, can't grow a beard up here. I'm going to grow it down there. Oh, wow. Just kidding. Anyways, yeah, no, you're right though. Like, there's just like I'm certain there's most of these women are like, screw it. Like, there is nobody else, and my kids are in college, so I'm gonna have to find one out here. Yeah, which that's where it gets a little creepy though. I'm like, yeah, because like, what if it's their son, the same age as their son? That gets a little weird.
That doesn't mean that
it just gets a little weird.
Well, maybe, but it's
still a little weird. As long as she's tight, I'll do it. Yeah. Alan's like, I can see Alan's like, well, who do you know? He's got that look. You're asking me, do you know somebody?
Yeah, there are kind of just weird little things like that people pick up on.
Man, what a good time, guys. You know what? We've already been going for a while, but it's been fun. And I think we can definitely set up some more stories for next time.
Yeah.
And the beer to be expected. Do you any ideas what's coming up? People interested? We'll see. Yeah.
It's always going to be a surprise.
Depends on what's on sale.
Yeah. It's like I got to take my beer card.
Depends on what brewery I go to next.
All right, cool. All right, well, everybody, thanks for joining us. I think that is about it, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Adios.